Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Today we are speaking with Open Orphan. They are a contract research organization that provides lab services to pharmaceutical companies to test vaccines and antivirals. They are poised to capitalize on COVID-19 and respiratory diseases, and their share price has doubled in a year. Here to tell us all about the company is Cathal Friel, Executive Chairman. Hello, Cathal, and thank you for joining us.
Bonnie, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So you acquired two distressed companies, which have been transformational for Open Orphan, hVIVO and Venn Life Sciences. Last week, you announced a major contract with a large pharmaceutical company for Venn Life Sciences. Can you tell us about the contract and the significance for Open Orphan?
Yeah, Bonnie, look, we've acquired Venn Life Science, which was, you said, struggling, and hVIVO was struggling. Being honest with you, the latter, hVIVO has become a gold mine for us. It would be an understatement. Now we've fixed it. Venn is now producing as well. Last week's contract is very important. Look, we are a COVID story. I keep saying we're almost like in COVID central with so many COVID projects, but we have to really bear in mind, we're also a lot of non-COVID. The bulk of our revenue at the moment is non-COVID. For instance, last week, we signed a contract with a top four pharma company, and you can work out which one that is. And we're hoping next month to sign another top four pharma contract. So by the end of July, we'll have sold something to the two largest pharma companies in the world, I imagine. But yeah, it's marketing authorization, market entry for a vaccine-related work. Non-COVID is a more traditional vaccine. But yeah, it's really exciting. This is a company. It's say, probably narrowed down top three rather than top four. We've done a lot of work in the past, but this is a significant new piece of work for Venn. I say Venn is part of Open Orphan, and it's working closely with hVIVO, but it's quite exciting to see Venn on its own is actually knocking out the contracts as well.
And you also announced a positive phase one study for a vaccine against mosquito-borne diseases in partnership with Immutex. Can you tell us about that and your partnership?
Yeah, look, I said, Bonnie, hVIVO has become almost like a little goldmine. We acquired it for its services arm. It runs challenge study clinical trials to test vaccines. It is the world leader in the testing of vaccines and antivirals using challenge study clinical contracts. However, Uncle Neil, as I call him, Neil Woodford, would have invested $113 million in real cash in hVIVO in the previous 5 years. A lot of that, some of it was somewhat wasted, but some of it, a lot of it went into developing a portfolio of vaccines and this Immutex joint venture. We own 49% of Immutex. Seek Group own 51. We work closely with them. Up to recently, we kind of a nominal valuation of that. However, it has one of two only universal flu vaccines that's phase three ready in the world. And you'll see in lots more of that in the coming weeks and months. It did publish great results 6 weeks ago. And today, in The Lancet, leaked out over the weekend. The Lancet is publishing a really exciting results. We've got a universal mosquito vaccine, and the results from that, quote Fox News, Fox News in the USA picked it up over the weekend and said the results from the Immutex mosquito vaccine is the holy grail of vaccines. Don't know what Fox means by that, but that sounds good to me.
It sounds good for sure. And on your hVIVO side, this is where you're doing your coronavirus testing. Can you also explain to us the challenge model and how that works?
Yeah, look, a very good question. If you'd asked me 6 months ago, what's a challenge model? I was going, what? But basically, a challenge model is really simple. hVIVO have been doing this for 30 years, going back to the Salisbury Flu Clinic in 1947. Some of the regional work was done. And really what they do, test vaccines and antivirals. 6 months ago, nobody wanted to know who the world leader was to test the vaccines, antivirals. But today, even my 12-year-old child seems to know what an antiviral is. So basically, testing a vaccine, you do two ways. You go out into the mass population, that's normal testing. Otherwise, you can take a shortcut, and this is where we're really unusual. We test patients in the clinic. We have a 24-bed clinic, and where we make sure every one of those patients get infected by the actual virus. And then in months in advance, half of them have the vaccine, half of placebo. So what the challenge means is a challenge, it's a 2B clinical trial, 2B for Bernie or Bonnie. And that's before a big phase three, and basically we can guarantee efficacy. It's not safety. So it's quite unusual. We challenge the immune system. That's as simple as that. It's been done. We don't have many competitors. We're not the only person. A small Belgian player does some of it. We're by far the market leaders. And some universities around the world do occasional challenge studies. But when a big pharma comes looking, they generally speak to us or that one other party.
And you have testing available for large employers for COVID-19. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Sorry, I should finish on the challenge study. So at the moment, apologies for backing up, is that, look, for any pharma company around the world, there's 126 COVID-19 vaccines in development. There's 20 real ones in the clinic. For any of them who wants to test, does their vaccine work, 12 of them are talking to us. So that's a nice space. Separately, part of our COVID Central, we have recently got, just last 2 weeks, we've now got the rights to the UK to use the quotient 100% accurate antibodies, a full blood draw, and we're targeting large employer groups. And watch that space over the coming weeks. We believe that could be a very significant. Is it going to be 3 months, 6 months, 12 months? We believe it could be an 18 months business. But in the short term, it's a very lucrative and exciting business to have.
And you are just in the process of completing the second tranche of a fundraise that was approximately £12 million. What are you going to use that money for?
Yeah, look, we went out in January when we put Open Orphan and HVivo together to raise money. And being honest, the market got spooked. Didn't think we could turn around HVivo, and the market didn't care what the world leader in vaccines and antiviral testing was. So we went back out. And we were overwhelmed. We got multiple times oversubscribed, and we were out to raise 4 or 5. We ended up taking 12 after all costs. That money, some of it is going to do to establish the COVID-19 challenge study clinical trials. That would take, if we get that up and running, we could say 12 companies might use it. And those 12 companies would pay us, I think, a very significant sum of money, potentially in the region of $8 to $10 million each. So now you can see by that money will be well used. It's to bolster our balance sheet. We are dealing with, last week, the top 3 pharma company in the world. And in the coming weeks, more of those. So yeah, it's to add to our balance sheet and put us in a good, stable position going forward. So we're going to have a COVID story, but we've got a very fast-growing non-COVID story as well.
You are a significant shareholder in the company, which is always good for investors to see. But we noticed there were some changes in the holdings of the company. Do you want to just give us an overview of that?
Yeah, Bonnie, this is my third public company I've set up and run, and I'm a critical believer. I've got a monster salary of £140,000 a year, so I don't believe in paying. Nobody should be, well, better not say, annoy some of our staff, but I don't believe in paying big salaries. But I think everybody should have an equity stake. My incentive is I put over $2 million in my family cash, personal cash in. I'm and all my colleagues, the founders, are locked up for 3 years. So that means we're going nowhere. We've got to deliver the results. But we did have one or two legacy shareholders, 4 actually. 3 of them sold off earlier this year. There's legacy shareholders, HVivo. The last one sold out last week. To a little bit of surprise, Acacia. They acquired the Link stake. We thought they were going to be a holder. If they told us during our fundraise that they wanted to place the stock, we could have easily placed their stock. They sold off a lot of our stock last week, but they did, it was nothing personal, as the movies say. They would have sold off a bunch of the other Woodford stakes, such as 4D Pharma, Synergen, Acacia, a bunch of the rest of them, Arvacta, and Tissue Regenics. Fortunately for us, we kind of caught it in time, and our brokers got in touch and then started to mop up that loose shareholding. It was kind of unfortunate. If we'd known they wanted to sell, we could have easily placed their shares with institutions, but for some reason went into the market and basically just placed them with market makers and retail. So I'm sure it frightened some of our retail. That overhang is nearly gone, not quite done yet. Say we have a lot of institutions looking to buy it. It's like a mopping up operation. Once it's mopped up, we'll be upwards and onwards from there.
Excellent. And you have a project pipeline of in excess of $160 million in potential revenue. When can the company expect to see some of that revenue?
Well, I think we were seeing it by the day. Piece last week, our large contract from Venn. Earlier this year, we signed a number of RSV contracts. They're rhinoviruses, again, none, and lots more in the coming weeks and months. And the antibody testing is coming through with powering ahead. And the rest of the pipeline, the COVID-19, we would like to see 10 or 12 companies sign up for those. They could be into $8 to $10 million of contracts. So yeah, that pipeline is materializing almost before our eyes. So we're really excited. I think like everybody in the country, we've had a tough 3 months. We repositioned. We tried to tighten the overheads. But now we're coming out of this, let's say, pandemic situation in absolutely great shape. And the last thing I'd say as regards the non-core asset, that Immutex asset, we'd like to sell that off either to an IPO and a dividend species to all shareholders, or cash it out. Merck acquired a very similar company some weeks ago called Thelmus. It's a Vienna, Austrian-based small pharma company. Looked, shape, size, very similar to Immutex. Merger market said the price was somewhere between 100 million and 500 million. We've been reliably informed it's probably closer to the latter rather than the former. If we get anything like that, we'll be very happy. But that money will be returned immediately to all shareholders, including myself, through a dividend species of payout, because I don't believe open orphans should be sitting on bundles of stakes in other companies or bundles of cash like that.
Well, you have a lot going on in the company, so it seems like you will have a lot of news flow for investors in the future, just like you had last week. What potential news flow do you think will be coming up soon?
Bonnie, yeah, look, as a company, we try and the benefit of having several arms and sort of cracking the whip as a very hands-on executive chairman, we do decent news flow. It's good news flow. It's always about deals and things. So I think it'd be remiss to say what news flow we're coming, other than watch this space in the coming weeks and months. There will be a lot more news flow as we deliver on that pipeline, as we deliver on even half of the things we've promised will be transformational before the end of the summer. So yes, just all these things, watch that space. We're quite excited, and let's see where we go from here.
Well, that positive news flow should have a positive effect on your share price, which has already done very well in the past year. We look forward to speaking with you again and finding out everything that's going on with your new potential contracts. And thank you for joining us, Cathal.
Bonnie, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on, and look forward to keeping in touch in the coming weeks and months ahead.
And thank you, everyone, for watching Share Talk. Have a very capital day.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.